Our first session today is Oklahoma Renewable Energy Projects Permitting Considerations, and we have Joel Johnston, who's a shareholder in the Denver office of Hall Estill. Joel practices in environmental, energy, and corporate law. He has lots of experience with renewable energy projects, and that includes regulatory items, purchase and sale transactions, leasing transactions, environmental matters, and permitting matters. He also gets involved sometimes with utility regulation and financings. And that work has included wind, solar, battery, and hydrogen, the whole spectrum. And he does that work in Oklahoma, Colorado, and Wyoming. So please join me in welcoming Joel Johnston.
Thank you. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody coming to this session. Get my bearings here. Okay. So I practice out of the firm's Denver office. I am licensed in Colorado and Wyoming as well and work out of Denver. Certainly on the renewable side, the vast majority of the work I do is in Oklahoma, just by function of how active it is. And so glad to be here talking about this. I'm going to try to fill the time so there's no room for questions. And other than that, I don't have any opening jokes because this could be it. We'll see how it goes. So what I wanted to go through today, and I want to be a little bit clear, there's a lot of different ways to sort of term permitting. I'll get into that a little bit here in a minute. But this is not a step-by-step guide. I'm not going to walk through every last requirement of each rule or anything like that. I wanted to just sort of provide maybe a Oklahoma-specific kind of broad background, a little bit of an overview, and then we'll go into a little bit of detail on a few items. But certainly, as everybody in here knows that deals with permitting, we don't typically get questions at our level that are, what permits do we need? It's some very, very unique, specific question to a very typically complicated problem. So it's hard to cover all of that in 45 minutes, so we're going to stay pretty high level. I want to just give a quick background in Oklahoma, the kind of state of the renewable energy industry in Oklahoma. We'll talk about permitting considerations, kind of talk about some of the entities involved in Oklahoma, some of the permits, probably most of them are going to be mentioned, and then some final comments. What I am specifically excluding, although you'll see that there's quite a bit of a nexus with certain Oklahoma requirements, but I'm not getting into the federal permitting side of things. Not getting into the tribal permitting or consent or notice obligations, which in Oklahoma can be substantial. I think there's 29 recognized Indian nations in Oklahoma, and some of them have quite a bit of land that's within their nation. So I'm not really going to get into that, although there's a couple comments here and there. We're not getting into, utility, anything with utility or transmission permitting. And then anything that I've left out of here was intended to be left out. That's my lawyer disclaimer. So Oklahoma is obviously very, very well known for its oil and gas history. And a lot of people are surprised when they see some of the renewable statistics in Oklahoma for renewable, especially people that aren't in this room, obviously. But as of 2010, Oklahoma's state of electrical generation, and we're really talking obviously utility scale, was about 9.6 net renewable generation, with about 11.5% of the generation capacity was renewable. And almost all of that was wind with smaller amounts of, wood is another category in there.